I promise you, I'd tell you the top seven movies you're supposed to pretend to like to impress your women. And now joining us on the program, Doc Love, who not only, I'm sure, has a comment about the movies that you're supposed to lie to say you like them to impress your women, but also he's got five things that he's going to tell you that are the five secrets to getting women, and they'll surprise you. From DocLove.com, a man
who
spent 10,000 hours with 10,000 ladies all up in their lady business finding out what's going on. And now, have you seen this list, the list of movies that you're supposed to pretend to like to impress the ladies? Have you heard this list?
No, I haven't seen that list.
Lost Boys, Brothers McMullen, Princess Bride, Marley and Me, Batman, True Romance, and then the number one movie that you should pretend to like to impress your ladies. Now, listen to this. You ask her about the last movie she's seen, and whether you've seen it or not, you tell her if she likes it, you say, "Oh, I liked it too."
Nah, you don't do that, Dave.
This is a list. Now, yesterday we took to task a list of the top 10 buddy movies in the wake of the release of the other guys, and we totally argued with not only their selections, but in this instance, you're saying their rationale behind it. And this is what it says. Ask her the last movie she saw. It makes no difference if you've seen it or not. Respond with, "Did you like it?" And then if she says yes, you say, "Me too." Boom. Instant connection. It's the first thing you have in common. And then once she actually begins, I quote, "Once she begins to talk about the actual premise of the movie, change the subject. You've already gotten your star for the day."
Hey, Dave, it doesn't work like that. I don't want you lying to this girl.
You know.
Now, there's chick flicks. That's why God made girlfriends. I wouldn't go to a chick flick. I want to see Stallone.
The Expendables.
Stallone and Mickey Rourke.
Yes.
Guys, that's what I want.
We're going to the Expendables this week. We're going to make it the number one movie in America.
Yeah, say a girl wouldn't like that movie.
No.
So she wants to go to a chick flick. You set her, tell her to take her girlfriend.
Yeah, love, diet, breathe, pray. What's the big chick flick coming out? Whatever that is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go to chick flicks, and you don't want to lie to the girl by telling her you like that. Already this girl. Who gave you that advice, by the way?
What was it? It was from It was from Guy Vision.
Nah, it's bad advice. I don't want you lying to a girl.
Hey, I only ended up on here because there was a picture of two chicks in bikinis hugging.
Well, that makes sense.
All right. Now, this week, our lesson is surprising secrets to getting women. You have five things that people must do.
Now, this is what the guy has to have going in. We've touched on a couple of these, but I'm going to go over again because I want to get these five are really good. I mentioned to you in the past that, you know, if you're short and bald and she likes guys that are 6'2" with hair down to their shoulders, you're not going to pass the physical attraction test. So she has to be physically attracted to you. And some of these guys, they have this, "Well, I'll be persistent and she'll get past my looks." No, no, no. You're going against reality. Two, keep the conversation, especially on the first two or three dates, light and funny. Don't talk about your divorce. Don't talk about your exes. Don't talk about your disappointments in life. It's a job interview, and you talk, which gets to number three, let her do the majority of the talking.
Now,
let her talk.
But women will ask you about, you know, your previous relationship. So,
yeah, you say, "Honey, a gentleman never kisses and tells."
Okay, all right. So just sort of sidestep them.
Of course you're going to sidestep it. Or if you want to get brutal, you can say, "Honey, after we break up, do you want me talking about you? I would never talk about you after we break up." Now you're a tough guy. You're talking about breaking up when you're trying to get her to like you.
You don't want to tell her you're going to you're my next ex-girlfriend.
Number four. When you're with her, stay out of her face and don't touch her. A lot of these love doctors, grab her hand, sit close to her, put your arm around her. You're a complete stranger. It's better if she touches you. It's better if she puts her arm around you.
Really?
Yeah. You don't.
So the whole theory of initiating physical contact, the implication of intimacy.
Starts with her.
Yeah. And is that how you know whether she's whether your charm, whether your physical attractiveness, is that how you tell whether it's working if she begins to actually touch you?
Yeah, she's going to touch over. She'll tap your shoulder. She'll tap your arm or your forehand when you tell a joke. Just for half a second, she might touch the outside of your leg just for a second. This is a sign of approval. This is, keep talking, you're selling me.
All right.
Now, if you touch her, maybe it's too soon. Why is this guy touching me? I don't even know him. In a half hour, he's touching me across the table. I don't want to be touched.
Now, for those of you out there listening, if the gospel according to Doc Love, if this is making sense to you or not, we want to hear from you. 713-212-5950. So, wait, what do we have so far? Make sure, first of all, that you're passing the physical attraction test.
Yeah, right. And you're going to keep it light and funny. We're not talking about X's and negatives. We're not talking about terrorism. We're not talking about the government running printing presses 40 hours a day. We're not going to bring that up.
Try to be funny, right?
Light and funny.
Entertaining.
Light and funny. Entertaining. This is a job interview.
All right. Okay. And then number three, let her do the talking.
Dave, you're doing this to get to the second date.
Yeah.
If he goes out with you at interest level 60, at the end of that date, it's either going to be 45 and you're out, or it's going to be 70 and you got another date coming up.
Okay, now we need to reset that because sometimes people don't get to hear all the programs.
Sure.
We talk about the interest level.
Yeah, when you meet a girl, you talk to her at a business convention or a woman, and you get the cell phone number. You're gonna go on your first date. It's extremely important that you're aware of these things, that you're there to make her feel comfortable and make her laugh. Be a gentleman. Show manners in class. Don't look at her eyes. Don't look at her body. Don't look at the waitress's legs. Don't talk about sex. Keep your myths to yourself.
Whoa, don't talk about sex.
No, not on the first date.
Never?
We're gonna let her talk about it.
Are you sure?
Because then it's the right time.
We don't want to end up as a friend, though. We want to let her know why we're here.
We have other ways of finding that out. That'll be another show.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is we're going to kiss her goodnight, and when she turns her head, then we're going to get rid of her. When you get the air, it's adios, baby.
All right, wait. So if you go for the kiss at the end of the night, if you get the cheek, then we're done?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we do this on the second date, not the first date.
Okay.
First date, we're just gonna say thank you for the nice time, and we're not gonna say I'll give you a call. We don't talk about the future. It's anti-challenge.
And you say don't initiate physical intimacy.
No, we're gonna let her do that.
All right, and
because when she does it, you know it's the right time. When you know when you do it, you don't know it's the right time.
All right, if you guys are listening, if any of this stuff is working or you take issue with it, get on the phone line, 713-212-5950. Doc Love has his system. He has spent over 10,000 hours interviewing over 10,000 women. You put it all together, and it's a complete
process. What to do and what not to do with
the ladies.
Rationally sane women.
All right.
Now you bring me.
Wait, did you say rationally sane women?
Rationally.
Well, Doc, we all know that crazy women are best in bed.
Yeah.
Maybe not long term.
We're talking long. I'm a long term.
Got to keep one eye open while you're sleeping. But I'm telling you, crazy women are best in bed.
Yeah, but my system is about when you find a girl and she's a keeper.
All right.
That's what I'm about. My system isn't about sex. Sex will happen naturally. But I'm concerned about I got to keep her interest level. I got to get it up to the 95, and then I got to keep it in 90s. That's the whole idea.
And there's
and
the rub.
And the fifth item that'll surprise you, let's say I get 30 home phone numbers. Okay?
In one day.
Give me your home phone
number. In one day, you get 30 home phone numbers.
Okay. No, 1 year.
All right.
I asked 30 women for their home phone numbers. Out of the 30 women, 10 give me their home phone numbers. 20 blow me off, okay? That's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to show you it's a numbers game. Dating is a numbers game. Now, that means I got 10 women to call, right? Two women I can't get a hold of. I'm down to 8. Three women turn me down. I'm down to 5. Two break dates. I'm down to 3. Two have bad attitudes out of three. I'm down to 1. I went from 30 to 1. It's a numbers game.
Yeah, but now it sounds like we're selling toner for a copying machine.
I used to be in sales. I applied sales to relationships. Psychiatrists don't do that. If I get 30 home phone numbers, I don't have 30 dates. If I ask 30 women out, 30 women don't go out. It's a percentage. It's like a car salesman, or you're selling aluminum siding. You got to remember it's a numbers game, and not to take rejection personally. But the point is this: you got to be studying my materials so you're not making the same mistakes that turn women off.
Secrets to getting women, 5 things that will surprise you. You have to pass the physical attraction test. You need to keep it light and funny. You let her do all the talking. You stay out of her face and her space. You do not initiate physical intimacy, and you don't become discouraged because it's a numbers game. You can hear Doc Love 6 p.m. Central Time on his website, doclove.com. Your program is called The System, and as always, we appreciate your wisdom as you dispense it to the audience here.
And I appreciate being on with you. Remember, and again, at 6 o'clock on Fridays, go to Doc Love, turn on your computer, and give me a call if you want.
There you go.
And I'll take good care of you. I'm here to help men. And know that all the other love doctors, Dave, they favor women. They come from a female perspective, and I don't. I'm here to help good men that when they meet Miss Right, that they're not going to blow it.